Wednesday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts for flowers bigger than your mistakes. Julie Karen State Farm, covering life's unexpected left turns. Richland Hospital, keeping you healthy. Cardinal Glass CG, fixing broken windows fast. And Badger Land Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so your house finally looks Pinterest ready. Plus, it's Quizzy Poo Day.
Quizzy Poo Day with Phil.
Hank has the questions, and Phil probably has the wrong answers. And we all pretended we studied in fifth grade. Tuesday's Roundup, fun is mandatory. Correct answers, optional.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Wonderful morning.
That's right.
What a wonderful morning.
There he is, the Hankster.
Yes, yes. How are you doing?
Oh, you know what? I'm doing fine.
I beat you home last night.
Yes, you did. You texted, and I think I still had about 5 minutes to go.
Yes, yeah. I was just chuckling. Yes.
Oh, well, that's the way it goes.
It's the way it goes. It's the way it goes. Girls got a good win last night.
Yeah, Richland Center girls. Yeah, win against Portage.
And the boys from Riverdale got a good, nice win.
Yes,
so
they did. Ithaca with a win, and boys.
Yeah, I saw my Cyclops friend, Mr. Kenyon, yesterday.
Oh, did
yeah. Yeah, very nice. So he said...
So Riverdale won despite your reffing last night?
Yes.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
So I tripped over one of his kids and goes, oh, it must be the basketball feet there.
Is that right?
It's like,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks for kicking me when I'm down.
I guess.
Yes. Mm. So anyway, so where are you at tonight? Where are you cheating the kids
Let
tonight?
Let me think. River Valley.
You're at River Valley tonight. Good for you. Yeah. Uh-huh. Who are they?
Platteville.
Girls? Boys?
Girls. Oh.
So that should be a dandy.
Platteville's pretty good. River Valley's improving.
Yes, 100%. Richland Center's improving, too. Yeah, isn't that nice to see?
It's nice to see that.
Yeah, without question. Yes.
Nice to see kids out playing the sports.
Yes, it is. It really is.
So. Numbers are low, I think, in a lot of sports, but we salute the ones that are out there.
100%. Just keep going. So if you want to be the reason for the change, be the reason.
Right. There you go.
Anyway. Anything fun today we're happening here?
I know
we have a couple meetings.
I know.
I'm gonna see
more Zoom meetings.
Do you think I can skip them?
Probably. Yeah.
And then talk to you after
right,
the meetings.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I can already tell that's not going to happen. Anyway, today's quiz day, buddy.
Yeah, what's it on?
Well, it's a la carte. It's just like a junk drawer.
Oh.
I've cleaned out my junk drawer. I found like 10 quizzes. But I have a question for you today, your monthly question.
The
Did you notice
question.
My new folder?
Hey, that's really nice.
Yeah. It's blue. Yeah,
after 3 years.
After 3 years.
You've decided to...
Yeah, I had to go splurge.
Mm-hmm.
I had to use my own money, if you can believe that.
Did you really?
Yes.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Did you get some crayons and glue and things like that, too?
No, but we have that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, from Uncle, from Russell.
Well, I'm not sharing with you.
I know you're not, but I've used the glue, though.
Have you?
Yeah, I used one stick on the bills that I had to.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, purple. So, if you get your bill and there's purple glue on it.
Purple glue. All right.
Who is your... biggest celebrity crush, Philip?
Oh, my goodness.
Don't say Paul McCartney.
No. You know, I had so many of them growing up.
But what your biggest?
I talk about it on Saturday nights all the time growing up. You know, I was just enamored by some of these, the women, you know, that were, they're all older than me. I wanted them to come babysit me, mm-hmm. you know, like Mary Ellen Walton and, you know, Marsha Brady and some of those. So
your biggest celebrity crush?
I don't know. That's a tough one. Yeah.
Well, I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, you really are.
Don't you wish you could study these before I
Well, I always thought Susan Day was pretty special.
Yeah.
Partridge Family and then the L.A. Law.
Mm-hmm. And, so when I was younger, it was Jennifer Grey.
Oh, sure.
But... as I get older, it's Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd.
Yeah. So that's my biggest.
Interesting.
Yeah. You might be a redneck, Phil, or from Arkansas, if you're awarded 50% of nothing in a divorce settlement. Oh, how true that is.
Yes.
Well, young man, you're rewarded nothing.
There you go.
Thank you. Well, can I get 50% of it? Sure you can.
Yeah, like the old song says, nothing from nothing, leaves nothing.
Leave nothing. All right, buddy, here's your 10 questions.
All right.
Clean out the drawer, you know, your clutter drawer.
I have a lot of those, and then it bursts out into other areas
yes.
of the home, like my dresser.
Yes.
You know, when are you going to clean off that new dresser?
I bet June is really happy with you about that stuff.
Well, maybe, you know, but she's just happy this week.
Yeah, why not?
Right. I mean, somebody was talking to me yesterday, you know, are you going to root for the Bears? It's tough. It's really tough.
I think the Bears actually have a shot.
I do, too.
Because I think their biggest game was against the Packers.
Right.
So
I think their defense is a little suspect.
Yeah, but you know what? You can't look what how they've been winning.
Right.
They know how to win.
They've been winning by an eyelash. I go back to the game Saturday night. We had Williams by the ankle.
Yes.
And he throws that 35-yard pass.
Between three defenders.
What were our defenders doing downfield?
I have no idea. That's a good question.
They're
probably telling jokes.
Yeah, they could have been.
Oh, they go, hey, did you hear the roundup the
They
other
probably
day?
Thought the game was over. Because it would have been.
It would have been. It was done.
If the pass is incomplete.
It was done.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
What do you do?
Williams is a good quarterback.
He is a good quarterback.
He is. But they'll figure out how to stop him. Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to settle in. So good.
Right. But somebody told me the other day, it was because I told how good June's Apple Crisp is after the Bears win. And they're like, it'd have to be pretty good for me to root for the Bears. I don't know. It ranks right up there.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty
good.
Did she
make another one?
No, she hasn't yet.
Oh.
But she will.
Hint, hint.
We have to wait for payday on Friday so we can afford some flowers. But other than that.
Hey, other than that, you're good to go, aren't you? Yes, yes you are.
Payday, right, baby.
Number one, Philip, multiple choice. What color is Coca-Cola naturally? Is it brown, clear, black, or red? Number two, what country invented paper money? Is it Italy, England, China, or Egypt?
Wow. All right.
Number three, what everyday item was originally invented to solve problem of bad breath? Chewing gum, toothpaste, mouthwash, or breath mints? Number four, what was the first toy ever advertised on television, Philip? Do you know that right off the bat?
I do. Unless you've got false information from the web.
Is it Barbie, Mr. Taterhead, Slinky, or Lego?
Okay.
All right. Number five, which animal can't jump?
Okay. Which animal can't jump?
Is it an elephant, a sloth, a hippo, or a rhino? Elephant or sloth? Hippo or rhino? We've had that before, I believe, Phil.
Or Phil Nee on the 1981 basketball team.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Number six. What is the only letter not used in any U.S. state, Phil? Is it Q, X, Z, or J?
I got to stink about that one.
What household item, number seven, what household item was originally marketed as medical product? Kleenex, Band-Aids, cotton swabs, or toilet paper?
Okay.
Number, I don't even know my numbers here.
Eight.
Eight. Which planet has the most moons? Is it Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, or Neptune? Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, or Neptune? Number nine, what is the strongest muscle in the human body by force? Is it biceps, tongue, jaw, or thigh?
All right.
Number 10, which animal has fingerprints almost identical to humans? We've had this one too. Koala, chimpanzee, gorilla, or panda? Koala, chimpanzee, gorilla, or panda?
Talking about some of my cousins
here. Yeah, I go to the zoo to see my cousins. Yeah,
exactly. All right.
All right, buddy. What do you think you got?
10 questions.
I think you did well.
Usually,
I really do.
You usually trip me up on the first one, so I'll probably say, I got that one wrong, and a couple, so I'll say seven right.
Seven right. All right.
Yeah.
Fun fact here. What color is Coca-Cola naturally? Is it brown, clear, black, or red?
Clear.
It is clear.
Woo-hoo!
The caramel coloring is added later. Without it, Coke looks like a suspicious glass of sweet water.
Wow. Didn't they, I thought they released, no, maybe that was Pepsi that had a clear Pepsi.
Yeah, what was, yes.
I think it was. It tasted the same.
You know what? Sprite did too.
Sprite, duh. Mr. Smart Guy. All right.
That's early Monday for next Monday.
Too. Oh, next Monday. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Number two, what country invented paper money? Is it Italy, England, China, or Europe, or Egypt?
I'd say China.
It is China. Yeah, it is China. Fun fact, paper money was used in China over 1,000 years ago, Phil, long before wallets complained about being too full.
Wow.
My wallet has never complained about being too full.
Well, I've got the receipts from the ATM machine.
Still my wallet's never complained about.
It makes it full.
I can't even afford to go to the ATM.
Right. Then I've got a couple of gift cards, you know. Yeah. I'm not sure
what. I got a Hardee's gift card.
Yeah, yeah, you do. I gave you that for Christmas.
Yeah, I still have it.
You haven't used it yet?
Oh, no, we're waiting for state baseball or something.
I thought maybe you'd just take a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Honey, mm-hmm. We're going to Hardee's, baby, and you're just going to, you know, it's a 100-mile trip, but here we go.
I could probably use that by myself, $25.
Oh, I know you could.
Yeah, a couple Frisco, single Frisco burgers.
Yeah, just get the singles because you're cutting down.
Yeah, cutting down. All right, buddy. Number three, what everyday item was originally invented to solve the problem of bad breath? Is it chewing gum, toothpaste, mouthwash, or breath mints?
I went with breath mints.
No, it's mouthwash.
Oh, boy, and I was feeling so good. I got the first one right.
You really did. What was the first toy ever advertised on TV? I'm not even going to tell me what it is. I know you already know.
I wrote it down. Mr. Potato
Head. It is Mr. Tater Head.
Yep.
Fun fact, the original toy didn't even include the tater.
No,
it was just the... Kids used real ones from the kitchen.
You just had the things you stuck on a potato.
Yeah.
I bet some of those got kind of rancid after a while.
Maybe.
Playroom.
Or some different eyes on there. Number five, what animal can't jump? Elephant, sloth, hippo, or rhino?
I went with elephant.
It is an elephant. Despite their strength, elephants can't jump. Gravity always wins that argument with them. So, number six, what is the only letter not used in U.S. states' name? Is it Q, X, Z, or J?
I got Q.
It is Q. Fun fact, every letter appears at least once. Q is still waiting for its moment.
Wow, maybe the next, the 51st state.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Got to use the letter Q for something.
Yeah. It's tough in Scrabble.
It is, isn't
sometimes.
It?
Sometimes, yeah, you got to get the U.
But it's Quizzy. It's Quizzy Poo Day.
Quizzy Poo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You spell it with a K, though, don't
you?
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, it's like creative. I spell it with a K, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, because I'm creative. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, what household item was originally marketed as a medical product? This was going to surprise people. Kleenex, Band-Aids, cotton swabs, or toilet paper?
I went with Kleenex.
That is exactly right. Kleenex was first sold as a cold cream remover before people realized it was great for the noses.
Wow. I used that in some of my acting days.
When I had
to put on that pancake makeup, you know, and just get it off with a Kleenex. So I remember that. Now,
who dresses you up for, you know, because you come on the air, you look good, makeup all done.
Makeup's all done and everything.
So, yeah, look nice for the radio.
Uh-huh, I do.
Yeah, nice Thank job. You. Number eighter, which planet has the most moons? Is it Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, or Neptune?
Saturn.
It is Saturn. Saturn currently holds the moon crown for over 140 confirmed moons. It's basically running a space daycare.
A lot of moons in P Ridge.
Yes. Not the ones in the sky, though. Usually one in the back windshield.
Yeah, right. That's still legal there, I think, isn't it?
I'm not going to go any more on that. Which is the strongest muscle in the human body by force? Is it the biceps, tongue, jaw, or thigh?
Jaw.
It is the jaw.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Jaw can exert up to 200 pounds of force. Chewing gum never stood a chance.
Right. If only I could have bench pressed with my jaw.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I could only do the bar. You know?
But right now, you could probably still.
I think I could do 200 by jaw.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Number 10, is that right?
Yeah, 10.
Which animal has fingerprints almost identical to humans? We've had this before. Actually, it was in a Hank or Facto joke or a thing. Is it a koala, chimpanzee, gorilla, or panda?
I went with koala.
It is a koala. Woo! Koala fingerprints are so close to humans that they can confuse crime scene investigators.
Wow.
What'd you get?
Nine right.
Nine. Nice job.
One wrong. Woo! Second
semester. I think you even had that one right, but I think you...
No, I didn't have three right. I wrote toothpaste originally, crossed it off, and went with breath mints.
Okay. Well,
and the answer was mouthwash, right?
So maybe we should call a friend next
time. Yeah, maybe. But nine right. I mean, that's starting the second semester pretty good.
It's not bad. Yeah. Not bad at all, buddy.
So I'm going out for recess today.
Yeah, and you're going to get to go call River Valley game.
Yes, 47 degrees today. I can go out to play.
You can. You don't even need your snow boots or your boots or your pants.
No, if I go out sliding, Yeah. In a snow pile.
Yeah. June will be happy with you.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Have a good day and be kind, my man.